spending on political ads this election cycle is on track to exceed $1 billion. That's according to a new study by the Wesleyan Media Project. That translates into roughly 2 million ads across House, Senate, and gubernatorial races. You may feel like you're seeing them all at one time, but not all ad campaigns are created equal, especially in terms of bang for their buck. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll is with us. And John, talk about this overall volume of ads. You say it's a lot for midterm elections. Where is it coming from?
There are four basic sources of advertising in these campaigns. You have the candidates, you have the two major political parties, you've got super PACs, which are independent expenditure groups that can spend unlimited amounts of money on advertising but have to disclose their donors. Mm-hmm. And then the last is what are called social welfare organizations, or 501c4s, after the section of the tax code that regulates them. They have some limits on how much advertising they can spend, but they do not have to disclose their donors. Yeah. So that's the so-called dark money in the system.
Right. Well, and you brought this Wesleyan Media Project report to our attention. They say about 30% of that $1 billion in advertising is coming from outside groups, not the candidate. Here's a snippet from the conservative PAC American Crossroads. This is Karl Rove's group attacking a Democrat in Arkansas's 2nd congressional district.
If Pat Hayes can't see Obamacare for what it is, we can't send him to Congress. American Crossroads is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And here's one from the Democratic Senate Majority PAC. It's attacking the Republican Joni Ernst in the Iowa Senate race.
I have talked about privatizing Social Security as an option.
That's good for Wall Street.
But it's not good for Iowa.
If those are her priorities,
she's not someone seniors can trust.
Senate Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this ad.
So that's just a taste, which sent probably a lot of people screaming from the room because we've been
exactly.
hearing so many. But overall, who do you think has the edge, Republicans or Democrats?
Well, you can get lost in the numbers a little bit, but the latest ones seem to indicate that the GOP-leaning outside groups are spending more than their Democratic counterparts. The place where they're the highest profile ads have been in the U.S. Senate races, where outside groups are airing about 40% of the ads. And in the most hotly contested ones, the Republican kibitz have consistently outspent the Democratic kibitzers.
But the Democrats, while having more ads on the air, have had more ads on the air, even
right.
though Republicans are spending more. I mean, in North Carolina, in the Senate race there, there were 1,000 more Democratic ads on the air, even though the Republicans spent $1 million more. What's going on?
Well, it's the source of the money that creates the discrepancies. Federal law regulates that political parties and candidates have to be given the lowest unit rate from television stations 60 days before the mm-hmm. election. But that doesn't apply to outside groups. So Democrats are relying more on candidate and party spending. The Republicans are relying more on outside groups. Beyond that, even the Democratic outside groups tended to buy earlier where you get a better rate. The Republicans have done some last-minute buying. That costs you more.
So different. They're paying different for the ad times. But just in the minute we have, we talked about super PACs. They have to disclose their donors and the dark money spending. Break that down.
Yeah, this will make your head explode. The New York Times says that 55% of broadcast spending by outside groups in the 2014 cycle has come from the non-disclosers, the 501c4s, versus 45% from the super PACs, which have to disclose. But then you look at a piece in The Hill, which is an Inside the Beltway publication. They say dark money constitutes less than 5%. So it's hard to know exactly, mm-hmm. but there's just a lot of money there.
Well, and it's hard to know because it's dark.
Exactly.
Not a lot of light shining on it. John Carroll, here now, is a media analyst and a mass communication professor at Boston University. And so what everyone is feeling is true. There's a lot of ads this election cycle.
Absolutely.
We'll link to his Campaign Outsider blog at herenow.org. John, thanks as always.
Thank you.